California public high school bans MAGA hats as distracting. A spokesperson for the Clovis Unified School District in Fresno, California, recently rationalized the decision of Clovis North High School to prohibit students from wearing MAGA hats to school, implying that the hats would be distracting. Translated, the school fears obnoxious leftist high school students will respond obnoxiously to the presence of peers wearing MAGA hats. Everyone knows that conservative kids are far less likely to respond obnoxiously to, for example, Obama paraphernalia. Therefore, such paraphernalia would not be a distraction, and therefore, it would not be prohibited. Leftist brats, bullies, and boors win again. Schools should not have ambiguous policies that are inconsistently applied in such a way as to reward the bad behavior of leftists or anyone else. Schools should establish policies that identify specifically the types of messages or objective content that is permitted and apply those policies consistently. If students respond inappropriately to paraphernalia they don't like, they should be disciplined. Otherwise, the squeaky leftist wheels control what is expressed and worn. If the leftists who control government schools really cared about creating a learning environment free of political distractions, they would establish policies that prohibit all clothing, including shirts, pants, and hats, that say anything. But they don't. I learned from my experience working at Deerfield High School that the claims of leftist teachers are lies. They don't value inclusivity or diversity. They don't seek to make schools safe places for all students. They don't care if Orthodox Jews, Muslims, or Orthodox Christians feel excluded, uncomfortable, and unsafe. One of the English teachers who taught the egregiously obscene play titled Angels in America, a Gay Fantasia on National Themes, said in the local press that it's the job of English teachers to, quote, challenge the emotions and morals, end quote, of their students. I responded in the press by asking three questions. Is that really their job? Who said that is part of the job of English teachers? And why doesn't he ever challenge the morals and emotions of liberal students? Teachers could easily teach a stellar curriculum that challenges even the brightest students without selecting obscene plays and novels or texts that espouse controversial views on controversial topics, thereby making no student feel excluded, uncomfortable, or unsafe, and offending no parent. But the goals of progressive change agents are ideological, not pedagogical. These social justice warriors have no interest in intellectual diversity or critical thinking, which is why they don't spend equal time having students study resources that espouse views with which they, the warriors, disagree, claiming such views make liberal students feel unsafe. I wonder if, on April 12th, Clovis North High School will be permitting students to wear the very distracting, highly controversial Day of Silence t-shirts that affirm homosexuality and opposite-sex impersonation. Surely not. LOL.